Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm adjusting my phone. Just give me a minute here.
What, your phone? You know,
I have to do different settings for different things.
You mean your telephone?
I use my telephone as my timer for the show.
Sure.
Which has already been set, but then I hit a little switch. Did you know this every day? A little behind the scenes peek at the show here. What I do is I take my phone and I hit the timer, but then because I want the phone to stay on the whole time so I can see the running time of the show... I hit the never lock thing.
Oh yeah, of course. Oh. But you don't leave that on all the time?
No.
It's a battery
burner. Why would I do that?
It's a battery vampire.
How do I sound up there, by the way? I'm just checking. Am I dropping out on one side? All right, things are odd down here. It's like little fingers might have gotten into the
Well, I know studio. You're having some headphone issues, but we receive a mono feed from you, so that's not affecting us on this end.
Now, that's very technical for people that would not know what you're talking about.
True.
You know, when you say we receive a mono feed, that's that you have to be aware of the audience that is listening that might not know what you're talking about.
All right, I'll make it much simpler.
I'm getting weary between my right and my left side, and I feel like I'm going down a roller coaster after drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels. That's how I feel right now.
That's the worst, in layman's terms,
the way I can explain it. That's the way it is.
You know, I love roller coasters and I love drinking, but I've found they do not combine well.
All right, here's the issue for the day. We will not be joined by Oscar Santana today. Now, has anybody double-checked and gone down to his house to make sure that he's not going to one of his 15 other jobs today?
I looked in his window as I drove by, and he was hanging upside down in inverted traction.
Oscar texted us last night, texted me, I don't know when he communicated with you. With our communication on this show, it's always compartmentalized. It's always me to you guys. Rob to me to Rob, me to Oscar, Oscar to both of you, pony to no one, and then it just it kind of goes like that. So the thing is, Oscar texted us last night and said that he had thrown out his back,
right?
And he mentioned something about if he had abs, this wouldn't happen. Meaning that obviously I would assume he was doing some kind of exercising. Is that what it was?
I got a text this morning that I don't know if it's a joke or not, but I didn't have time to really go into it, and I will read it to you now. It was from Oscar.
And are you sick too? Because you're sounding like, are you? Because I'm not coming to Washington if everybody's on the shelf. I'm not doing it.
I'm not going to get on the plane. I went to the doctor last week. He said it's not an infection. He said it's a slight cold, maybe allergies, complicated by the fact of the warm weather.
Your immune system is what the hell?
And yet I'm here today.
Yeah, unlike the guy with the back problem. Oscar threw his back out.
And today Oscar says, you'll have to tell me
because I haven't listened to it, so you'll have to tell me when I can do the thing. You can let me know that. I'll let you determine when I play the Oscar insult of the day.
Okay, today he says to me, never try to save a baby armadillo. They are not worth it. So I replied to him, sound advice. I don't know what that means. But with Oscar not here today, now would be a great time to play his insult of the day.
Here we go.
Hey, Oscar, sorry you hurt your back. Look on the bright side. At least you didn't get your skirt dirty.
Yeah. God forbid you come in and try to do a show when you're in pain. I've never done that.
No.
There, that's it. That's the bitterness. Moving on. That's the bitterness. We will not do that. We will not dwell on it.
Do you think he really tried to save a baby armadillo?
I don't know. A baby. You have armadillos in D.C.?
I don't think so.
We have armadillos down here. I've seen them. So we have them down here. But the climate is suitable for them.
Horrible. No. Attacking armadillos.
They're actually, I've seen them on the road. I've seen them hit. They're very much like possums. And you know how you see, if you live in the country or even the suburbs, you see a lot of dead possums because possums, you know, cross the road and kind of go in the middle of the night. And how big does an armadillo get? A large armadillo would be the size probably of a large possum. I think they are related.
Yeah. Wow.
They are. By the way, do we have any interns on campus today?
None. I know.
You know who let us down? Maddie, who? Which is shocking.
No, it was actually Emily.
Emily let us down.
She had an appointment scheduled before the internship started.
I do remember that. This was a pre-planned absence for Emily, but we thought...
Emily doesn't strike me as the kind of intern that would not be a no-show.
It was a prearranged. My bad.
So it's just the three of us today. And happy Monday, everybody. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. Seemed like a very fast weekend to me. Lots going on because I was, after months and months on the shelf and months surgeries and falling apart body, including the latest injury du jour, which is the left knee. Because here it is.
What happened?
Diseases of the fat, Rob. Diseases of the fat. That's what it is, okay?
I watched that on A&E.
Pressure of joints, on joints, but not in any way debilitating so that I couldn't pursue my favorite hobby, which, of course, is golfing. And I'm here to say that we came in, it's called Second Low Net. And what is that, you may ask? I'll tell you what it is. You play in the golf community, Pony.
Yeah.
What does this mean?
I will bonus you today. I'm not sure how much, but I will give you cash when I come to Washington. Take a minute. Do something you're not used to doing. Try to think of it. Try to figure it out. All right. If you can guess what second low net is.
Yeah, Pony.
In a golf tournament and explain it satisfactorily to our listening audience, I will give you a cash bonus out of my own pocket at my wife's chagrin. $10.
That's right.
I will give you $10.
And Mike,
I will pay you $10.
I will pay 20% of that, so you're only out $8.
Rob will give you $2.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
If you can tell me what second low net would be in a golf tournament.
Well, in a golf tournament, you need to have nets to protect the audience from the ball.
The audience, Mike.
The second low net.
Now he's doing shtick.
All the things he's great at, shtick is not one of them.
But it's kind of funny. Because he's not great at it, it actually might amuse me a little bit more.
Let
me ask this.
Let's see.
Before we go on, do you have any intention? Do you have any intention? Yeah, the audience at a golf tournament.
That's what they call them at Augusta, Mike. Beware of the audience at Augusta.
Man, my next book will be Working with Boys That Didn't Play Sports by Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
Pony, yeah, with your stick out of the way, would you like to hazard a guess? Would you like to attempt to figure it out?
I have no idea.
Can I offer him a hint?
Give him one hint, but that's it.
Think of an alternate definition or usage of the word net.
That's terrible. I wouldn't get it with that hint.
The only thing I could imagine would be some sort of like handicap or...
Yes, yeah. Now, hold on. Don't quit. For the love of God, you're on the right trail. I want you to win, but your lack of initiative is what's going to kill you here. It's like, well, I'm gonna be a sad set. No, you are on the right track. So
in fact,
what's the word?
It was a good clue.
It was okay, whatever. You're gonna take credit for it. Uh-huh. The thing about it is so figure it out. All right, you mentioned handicap.
Yes.
All right. And when you mention handicap,
yes,
that's
we think of Pony.
That's good. I'm giving you the ding for that. So, with that said, what would second low net be?
I would imagine that would be the second. That would be the players that are the worst players, like their handicap, perhaps.
Perhaps.
No. That is, I mean, maybe I should explain it properly. This was my place that I came in the tournament. And I'll even go so far as to tell you I came in second. But it was second low net.
Okay, so that would that be like second place for the, I guess, tier two players? Or... I don't know.
You know, in your zeal to paint me as something I'm not, I'm sorry, you will not. And by the way, I make a real point, unless there's something really important to me,
right,
not to share my golf garbage
right
with the listening audience, you know, because right now, Trip Affleck is at his desk in whatever city he lives in right now, and he's going, oh, talk about food, a-hole. You know, the point is, all right, All golf is handicapped, all right? So you have
which
guys
makes it
that,
tough in the parking lot.
Now, stop it. Oh,
that's horrible. Pony, why would you make such a horrible joke?
I'm awful.
Yeah.
We've got a few minutes left in the show. Let me say this, that the handicap system is based on what your average scores are. You put it in a computer program, and it used to be figured out in a much more difficult way, but it's a computer program, and then you get shots. So, for example, if you get a par 4, you would get a net birdie 3. All right? Do you understand?
No.
Hold on. Listen for a second. Yes. That is the sound of listeners sprinting away from this show right now.
No. This is a good topic.
Mm-hmm. So I am a 16 handicap, which means I get strokes on 16 of the 18 holes, which means I get strokes on almost every single hole. So when I score a par, it's actually a net birdie, which is so you take everybody, whether they're a 14, whether they're a 7, whether they're and you have
two categories.
You have gross.
Ew!
That's disgusting.
And you have net. And I did not win the gross, which would have been the regular score without anything taken
off.
It would just be your regular score. I don't have that playing ability. The much better players do. The guys that shoot in the low 70s do. Okay. I get my full handicap. My partner gets his full handicap, and you combine our scores, and you take the best ball of the two, and you see what you get. And I did not come in. And so the only horse race that I'm in, Pony, is going to be the horse race for the net scores, which accounts for some handicapping, because I'm not going to win the overall score. That's impossible, unless it was some miracle that occurred.
Lightning strike miracle, yeah.
But it did not happen. So I did not come in first with the handicaps, but I came in second, and there were a lot of players. And for somebody that had a bionic hip installed in May, I am very proud of myself with that, because I was in the money, as they say, and they do say. And that's my very much top of mind today. But you know, my playing partner. And this is the type of individual I've gravitated to my whole life. Nancy Negative, my playing partner who had the death grip over the weekend, he went home because he was sick, so he didn't wait around for the results. I did not stay around for the results. When I got home, it was put on a computer program, and he said, text me if we did anything. And we did do something. We came in second. He said, oh, it frosted my ass. We were behind that other guy. I said, thanks. Thanks for the positivity. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's
now,
a good
did you
day.
Choose, did you choose your partner, or are you assigned your partner?
He chose me when I first came down here, and I got involved. And, it just it was an interesting day. It was an interesting day, and it was an interesting weekend in Cocoonville.
How come?
It was just because it was interesting. It was. I'm not sure I want to talk about it. It was very Saturday night was very. Microphone, come here. Thank you. Thank you very much. Stay.
Did little Michael host a play date in your studio this weekend?
No, it's just, this is me. I beat feet out of here on Friday like a maniac, and it looks like right now, as studios go, if you came in and did a flyby over this place,
right,
it would look like this studio is being maintained by the crazy man in the movie Network. It really, seriously.
Peter Finch?
This studio right now looks like I'm tired. I want you to get up. I want you to stand up right now and put cables everywhere and leave children's toys everywhere. And I want you to say, I'm going to mess this studio up, and I don't care. I don't care anymore.
Meanwhile,
I don't care.
Carla's in the other room saying, they're yelling in Fort Myers. They're yelling in Fort Myers.
I just, it's a mess today. It is a total mess today. And, who knows? Maybe I'm a mess too. But let's just say on a previous show, I discussed an individual that said something that bugged me a lot.
Yeah, I remember.
That individual was floating around. That individual, I moved off a table and moved to another table, and I overheard him say a-hole, referring to me. And I told that to Mrs. O'Mara, and normally I'm not one to let Mrs. O'Mara fight my battles, But Mrs. O'Mara got in this individual's kitchen like I've never seen her do before.
Wow.
And as I said, normally I take the arm and say, no, 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 you will not do that. This time my reaction was kind of like,
but you know what? As a compliment to you, you didn't push her towards it. You just didn't stop her.
Didn't stop her. And boy, oh boy. You know, she's got that Western Pennsylvania vibe going in her.
Where toughness.
If you really, really get on the other side, it's, you know, if Carla was a guy, if Carla was a dude, Carla would be the kind of dude that would be, she would be a Navy SEAL.
Okay.
She would be a Navy SEAL. That's what she, that would have been her chosen occupation.
If Carla was a dude, I would be very confused because
you know, there are pretty men. Yeah. There are very, very
pretty men.
Thank you, Mike. So, other than that, so it was, not only was it fun, but it was a world of emotion. And by the time the end of this tournament happened and I walked in and everybody was kind of jovial and celebrating, and my partner had gone home sick, so I didn't have anybody to commiserate with, and I kind of just turned around and went home and then found out that we did well, and
but
I'm happy.
Did you feel positive as you left? Because you must have known you shot a good round.
No, it all kind of came, the whole altercation with the dude. And I talked to the dude after that and kind of explained myself more. And that went like you might imagine with that kind of a mindset.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so it all weighed heavily on me. And it probably is still weighing heavily on me today. There are individuals, and I certainly know that there are other people in America that deal with people that have certain attitudes about certain things in America. And you're normally not going to get through, especially in this day and age. You're not going to get through.
I agree.
And this is not political. This is just cultural, and it's just not going to happen. Well, and it makes me sad.
When a world of social norms can't correct someone, like the entire environment around you and the entire planet can't correct you, being approached by one person probably is not going to, you know, tip the ice.
Let me get this off my chest and maybe I can move on, because I'm realizing as the show is starting right now that I need to. And really, and this got me last night to a point where I was sitting there. And it probably speaks to the condition we're in nowadays where, and I know this is a happy, happy, joy, joy show. We use hate on the Mike O'Mara show for comedic purposes, okay?
Right.
We hate each other, and we're hateful towards each other, although we love each other. And the fact is, when we're hateful, it's right up there. It's right where you can see it. Mm-hmm. When the microphones get turned off, we're really not like that all the time.
No.
There are times when we have business discussions, it gets heated and it gets heavy. But other than that, we're pretty respectful to one another. We care about each other. That's just the way it goes. On the show, we scream and yell, and we have fun doing it. In real life, I said to my wife last night, I said, you know what? I know it sounds like a movie cliche, but in real life, I just sometimes can't wrap my head around hate. I have trouble, really. You know, if you're over in a war zone and you've got one group fighting against another group, I can certainly understand it there. But if, say, you've lived your life where you've really never had anything happen, nothing's really ever happened to you directly, personally, and ever in your lifetime, and you still muster up hatred because people look different and act different and sing differently and talk differently, I am moved to cataclysmic depression sometimes.
I hear you.
By that fact alone. And it makes me extraordinarily sad.
It seems really to me a tremendous waste of effort and emotion and time. That's what I don't get.
And there's so many
something
people,
that doesn't affect you, why would you devote that much energy towards it?
There are so many people that identify themselves with it.
Of course.
That probably can't go through a day without doing it. And it just is sad. And I think, Rob, in all seriousness, I'd be lying if I came in here and I didn't feel that was still top of mind today. And it was an overwhelming sadness, even with the fun of doing what I like to do. And in my particular case, punishment of people like this, I don't think really helps.
No, but
I really
you know
don't
what?
Think so, because a lot of people like Oscar would say to me, you know, you should do this, you should do this, you should. Well, I confront directly. And once I'm done confronting directly, that's pretty much it. And you know what I got by the confronting directly? I got the, he's an a-hole.
Yeah.
And then my wife was in the kitchen, and then I talked to the guy and said, I just don't want to hear that anymore. And it was the second time, and there will not be a third time.
But there's
because
a part of
the third
of it,
time I will be a dick.
I think that part of it is when someone is that outlandish in their hatred and demonstrative. I mean, he obviously wants you to know it. Yes. The reaction is what he likes.
Yeah, they
he likes
that.
The attention, and it's an easy way to set himself apart.
It's an interesting way of looking at it. I have not looked at it from that point.
And you know what? It's stupid, and it is really, really wrong, but what else would he derive from it?
What I would tell everybody...
It's like a kid acting badly.
What I would tell everybody in that particular situation... I don't think he wanted my reaction.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's gotten your reaction already.
I think he wants others to know how he feels. He likes that part, and he likes that part, but he doesn't like being called on it. And I think that people like that don't... They like people to know, mm-hmm. and they like people to... They certainly like people to be like-minded, but they don't want people to call them on it. Mm-hmm. And I would say to our listening audience, if you're around that, it's uncomfortable. It's painful. It's difficult, but call them on it. Call them on it. That's it. That's what you got to do. That's where it starts first. That's the least you can do.
Yeah.
You can do a lot more. I probably didn't do as much as I should. But at the same time, you know me, Rob. I mean, the truth is, I'm kind of a one-on-one person. If I've got a bitch with you, I want to look you in the eye. I want to talk to you about it, and I want to do it. So it's just, but the sadness is something that you have to lift off yourself. And the sadness that we have right now, I think maybe you guys probably agree with me on this, that it's kind of an overall malaise with everybody lately. It's
nationally,
just kind
I
of
think,
like,
yeah, totally.
It's really, and I don't know when that'll end. And until it does, you got to fight it. You got to fight the dragon. That's all I wanted to say.
I think we're at a level now nationally where we're not even outraged by stuff anymore. We are too, you use the word malaise. We just sort of...
Yep. And if you're going to fight it, the best way to fight it is to get a friend with a middle name of Bullwinkle. That's what you do. You get a friend with a middle name of Bullwinkle who owns a bar where you can drink with impunity.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said impunity,
hey,
but you can drink with impunity.
That's the new motto. They're going to get rid of that stained glass window that says where everyone is treated like a regular.
Calm down. Give him a Xanax, Pony. Give him a Xanax right
Jimmy's
now,
Jimmy's Old Town Tavern where you can drink with impunity.
With impunity.
I love it.
Right. Yeah, not always impunity, because you still have to go home to her.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Are you hungry, peckish, hungry, famished, have an empty stomach, or just fancy a bite to eat? Then come down to Butterfield Sports Restaurant. At the Butterfield Sports Restaurant, you can dine like a true champion. But what about the menu? That's a very good question. The menus haven't been delivered. But if you ask me about the food we serve, I will try my very best to remember.
Bust.
Here are the chef's specials.
Chef's
Javelin and Cloud Dinner. Hot mini cricket stumps and fried flag. Tomato and tennis shoelaces. Sports bread. And you simply must try our signature dish, the Butterfield Sports Pizza. Just listen to these incredible
sports
toppings.
Pizza.
Energy boxes. Shrunken cods. Replica ping pong bats. Sport ball bombables. Decorative plastic exercise man. Poor man's football. Sportsman's crunchy discs. And every sport pizza comes equipped with a fun whistle crust. Just put it to your lips and blow. We aim to serve your meal as soon as it's ordered, but at busy times there may be a short delay, as we don't have an oven.
Excuse me, where's the toilet?
We don't have any toilets. We don't have toilets either. So what are you waiting for? Book now. Please remember to bring your own chair.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the Mike O'Mara Show.
New York.
Here's a... Here's a little tip for you.
Yeah,
we're a worldwide podcast and radio show, and we have an app. And if you want to be in the know, get our brand new app. You can hear us 24/7. You can listen to the show by just hitting a button, and we are off and running, and you can hear random shows that have been personally selected for you. Or you can go to the right of the button And you can hit our wonderful daily archive, which has every show that we've done. And you can listen to today's show or you can listen to the ones that you like. And we're also on live when you have the app. So check it out. Get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And it's brought to you by Quip. Here is a fact. Good oral health impacts your overall health. So why aren't you brushing your teeth properly, huh? Why? Be smart. Start brushing better today. All you need is Quip, the company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design at half the cost of bulkier brushes. Quip is sleek, it's elegant, and so well-designed it makes brushing your teeth a pleasure. I love my Quip.
Yes.
And it's backed by leading dentists and was one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. They also won a GQ Grooming Award and made it on Oprah's 2017 New Year's O list. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25, and you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. Listen again. Your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will make you smile like never before. Thank you, Quip. Listen, we never mention this when we're giving these commercials out, but tell you that this toothbrush is designed unlike any other toothbrush you've ever seen.
Yeah.
So if you like sleek and you like small and you like unobtrusive in your bathroom when you're getting ready in the morning, get one of these Quip toothbrushes. It's absolutely fantastic, and we thank them for their patronage.
The
welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Whoa.
We are on the air, and Rob and I talked before the show this morning about the fact that the Grammys last night, here's the way I would describe it. It seems like every other year, the Grammys do a little more retro, and this is the off year where they didn't do the retro. So as a 58-year-old male, I become, thank you, still alive, everybody.
Getting it done.
I have become more and more distant from modern music than with each year that goes by. That's like every old fart. That's why the cliche is out there. Hey, what's this crap the kids are listening to?
Right.
Well, the kids have a different sound and a sound profile and what they listen to. So I'm no longer that plugged in. When the Grammys go retro, and by the way, with that said, I like rap and I like hip hop if it's delivered well. And as far as the Grammys go, there was some pretty stunningly good rap music that was done last night that I thought I like rapid fire, you know, and I sound so much sound like a old fart when I'm talking about this. But
I don't self be true, Mike.
But the thing is, when they go retro and they bring some of the older artists out there, I like that. With that said, the Grammys was, in my estimation, worthy of probably turning off after the first 10 minutes. And that's because maybe I'm alone. I just can't get James Corden.
Oh,
I can't. I don't get James Corden.
He's the worst.
With his carpool karaoke, one bit that he still milks today. And what is the... And dude, I'm a fat guy. You're a fat guy. Buy a jacket that fits.
Do something. I agree.
Looked like he had cardboard wings on his tuxedo. He was
Did it not look like a little
schlub.
He might have had that fitted a couple weeks ago.
No, it looked like a guy that didn't listen to his tailor. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, a fat guy tuxedo, you gotta go. That's what a jacket's for.
You cover your fat.
And he had it, by the way, his fatness.
Yes.
His fatness sits low.
Yeah.
His fatness sits like a woman who's carrying a child low.
Have we checked
in pregnancy? It was not good.
I'll tell you this. The tuxedo is maybe the greatest outfit for a fat guy if it's done right. But he doesn't. He's out there wearing a tuxedo for Adam Levine, and you can't do that.
No, but here's the point. You can wear a fitted tuxedo even if you're fat, but you don't cinch in the button low over your navel where your fat gut is and then cause the bottom of the jacket to wing out. It was like
it was almost as though he bought it off the rack. And I thought it was an odd look.
It was.
And he is an odd guy.
The problem I have with him, and it's he started his show, his comedic persona seems to be when he comes out, he to me feels needy. Like, please like me. And there's no confidence there. And if there's no confidence, that's doom for a host.
And you know what? And with him, a la Fallon, you will agree with this. It's tricks
and
little gimmicky things. And the fact is, with Seth Meyers hosting, he hosted the Globes, right? Seth Meyer host the Golden Globes? And Seth Meyer just has a team of writers writing jokes.
They're called jokes and they work. Yeah.
Deliver jokes. The award show works when you deliver jokes, and that was it. Even Lady Gaga, who I'm a fan of.
Yes.
Looked off last night. She looked as though she was not comfortable with her eye makeup, which was, I mean, that was eye makeup gone mad.
So that was Lady Gaga, not James Corden. I get the two of them mixed up.
All I know, I turned it off after one performance, and I'm sorry, I don't know the artist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I will give you my recap of the music that I heard when I decided. He was wearing a white suit.
Okay.
And he had did you watch the whole thing? Did you watch most of it?
I was in and out, and I went
to bed
at 10:30.
Did you see the guy? He was the guy that performed in the white suit with the young kid that looked like Michael Jackson, who was singing next to him.
I did not catch that part.
So his performance was, wee. And then they brought the kid in, and the kid went, wee. And then he went, wee. Wee. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't. And then at the end, they like bring choruses on everything. That's the big thing now, is to bring the entire choir in, so they can all go. And it was not.
Lots
just,
of manufactured moments, too. Lots of moments that were designed to
what
hit
do you mean
right
by
here.
That?
They had a memory of for the Las Vegas shooting. They, of course, saluted Fats Domino and Chuck Berry badly. They did.
Did they have an artist come out and do that, or were they video clips?
Do you know who sang Ain't That a Shame? Is the band leader from Stephen Colbert's show. And I was horrified by it because he sang it in the wrong key. He doesn't seem to have any connection to Fats Domino. And the one connection he has is CBS contract. You know, you can wheel him out easy because he's the band leader. But, you know, he's not like a band leader that you would recognize, like a Doc Severinsen or a
I'll give him props, especially with the opening number. Is it Kendrick Lamar who did the opening? Mm-hmm. And I'm a fan of Kendrick Lamar. I think I'm glad he won the Grammy, too. The fact is that CBS, unlike NBC, knows how to mix audio.
Yep.
CBS knows how to mix audio. And, you know, watching that, it makes you realize when you're watching another telecast where they're clueless about it. I mean, the bass response on that show almost created an illusion of being at a live performance. Yeah. So the audio was real good, but the show was a little disjointed. And overall, you know, is anybody paying attention to these award shows anymore?
I don't know.
I haven't followed their ratings to see what they're doing, but it just didn't seem to me.
I was pleased to see that Bruno Mars took home some trophies, though, because I think he's still one of the most talented guys out there, but it got lost in all of it.
Let me tell you what I said to, and we have to break here in a second, but let me tell you what I said to Carla. I've not gotten more conservative or more liberal in my old age. What I have gotten is more cynical. Yeah. I have this overwhelming feeling, and maybe this is after watching some of this food documentary programming that I've watched.
Right.
I have a suspicion, and I wouldn't be able to give you the details. It's like any conspiracy theory, that what we consume, and that includes music, is not necessarily based on merit. I think in many cases they take art. Now look, you get a person like a Bruno Mars, you get a person like a Kendrick Lamar. Yeah,
right.
You can't argue with the talent in their musical genres. You can't do that. But it seems to me that a lot of these people that you see on stage, country artists, rap artists, hip hop artists, I feel as though that we're just being played. I sometimes feel like whether it's food, whether it's artists, it just seems to
movies,
me like
TV
movies, that everything is everything that we consume as American people
If it's going to be popular, someone else is making the decisions. It's not the American people making the decisions.
I have a question.
I know I sound like, maybe I'll start doing a podcast like Alex Jones and go, everything is done. you'll see this left-wing conspiracy, that's what it is.
I have no reason to believe that The Rock's reboot of Jumanji isn't a fine film. But mm-hmm. everyone's telling me it's a great movie. How can it be a great movie? Really? How can it be?
I agree.
Right?
I agree. And then now in film, I think really film is one area where it's really, really hard to keep down independent producers that put out something that's really, really special.
Yes.
But there are so many. You put the genre in there perfectly where the blockbusters.
Yep.
Where I am told, I will give you an example. Rotten Tomatoes, 100%. What movie scored 100%? Paddington 2, the sequel. A huge budget film. And I would venture to say you're going to have the same kind of buzz and the same kind of reviews for the James Corden rabbit movie that he's in. But now, I've seen trailers. Does it look amusing? Well, you're a 58-year-old father with a 4-year-old son. Take him to the theater and, you know, kill 2.5 hours kind of way.
Yeah.
But it's not 100% where flawless. There were no appreciable flaws in the film. How about the fact that it's a talking bear and it's a cartoon that's designed for children?
It's the Citizen Kane of talking bear movies, though. You must admit.
I think really when I'm looking at music now, I'm like, well, okay. It's moving someone,
right.
I guess, or maybe it's not. Lady, how many musical artists have come down? Have come down the pike.
Yes.
Yes, you eat their frolic. I would say how many have come to popularity where you just all of a sudden you just heard they're phenomenal. Where suddenly, well, this person's great. This person, and then they're on it. And the Grammys is a great example of that, where it's a showcase.
Yeah.
But it just seems to me that it's changed, and it used to be You take your band out to a nightclub. You take your band out to bars.
Right.
You take your artist out to bars. You cut your teeth by, you know, playing to small groups of people. And then, bam, somebody. Or you go and you make a demo recording and somebody hears that and goes, it's always been executives in the record business that made
the final decision. Yeah, but it's worse now than ever before. And you can blame American Idol. Because the next generation and the current generation and the generation that's yet to come, they're going to see the way to be a success is to do it overnight on TV.
Yeah, but even American Idol is based on merit. American Idol, Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson were singular talents that were stunning
Grohl,
to listen
Dave
to.
Dave Grohl wrote an essay, and I'll paraphrase because I don't have it in front of me. He says, the problem with music today is bands aren't allowed to suck anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They have to go through and they have to have a period where they suck and they play a bar or they play in garages, and they need to come up through the ranks like that. They have to be allowed to grow and not just be pushed on. The first time we all saw Lady Gaga, she was predetermined to be a sensation.
She could
back it up because she is sensational. However, we were told that before we were allowed to judge.
That's the point.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering how much we really control that type of stuff. Now, with that said, Dave Chappelle is one of the funniest human beings walking the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Chappelle makes me laugh when he walks out onto a stage. Dave Chappelle with his leather jacket with Chappelle on it makes me laugh. I think Dave Chappelle is doing shtick always.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Dave Chappelle just makes me laugh. I think that Dave Chappelle, God, Carla said something about him last night that she gets a feeling of despair with Chappelle.
Why?
I do too. I just get a feeling that the guy might not be all that happy, but it doesn't take away from the fact George Carlin was not a happy guy.
Most comics aren't.
Most comics are not happy guys, but so solidly funny. No matter what he's doing, I like Chappelle. But overall, the Grammys last night, it just makes me feel, you know, more out of touch than I think a 58-year-old man should feel watching the Grammys. That's the way I look at it.
Jim Gaffigan, and I'm no fan, and you're no fan of Jim Gaffigan. I will give him credit for the one joke he said last night that he was very happy.
Was he on the Grammys?
Yeah, he came out.
What a perfect comedian for the Grammys.
But you'll like this one joke. He said he very much was excited to be nominated, and he's looking forward to losing to Dave Chappelle.
Which he did. All right, well, we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. A very important question.
that will be asked early in the week on the Mike O'Mara Show when we return.
Connecting is everything. Slacking is nothing.
Mailbag.
It's all about you.
Mailbag.
Birthdays.
Hooray.
Anniversaries.
Don't F it up.
Stories.
Be interesting.
Shtick.
Be funny.
Feedback.
If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Email Rob.
To me.
At MikeOMaraShow.com.
DMOS.
Your thoughts to our ears through Mike's mouth.
Creamy.
Most Tuesdays on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mailbag.
Stay in the know. Mailbag.
Mailbag.
By TMOS.
By the bonus.
Author, author, author.
EQ, thank you, Eric Quick, for that mailbag promo. Loved it.
EQ?
No, 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 not Eric Quornstrom. Eric Quick. He's a P1. Oh. Not the guy from Jimmy's. That's another guy that also goes by EQ. Eric
EQ, well done. That is awesome. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Beachbody on the Demand. I'm sorry, Beachbody on Demand. Now is the time of year that just about all of your New Year's resolutions are forgotten. Because it's just too hard, right?
Right.
Wrong. What? Wrong.
What?
Wrong.
What?
This is your year. And all you need is Beachbody On Demand. It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of the best world-class workouts on your computer, smart TV, tablet, smartphone, or any other web-enabled device. Workout whenever you want. No need for DVDs or a trip to the gym. Programs like Pio, P90X, T25, 21-Day Fix, Insanity, 3-Week Yoga, Retreat, and so much more. Beachbody On Demand offers a wide variety of workouts ranging from cardio to weight training, yoga, low impact, and even dance. With over 600 different workouts, there will be something for you. Beachbody On Demand even has nutritional help. They'll get you eating plans and information on meal prep recipes and simple but proven ways to eat better. You need to give this service a try. Right now, our listeners can get a free trial membership when you text TMOS to 303030. That's full access to this entire platform free, all the workouts and nutrition information at no cost to you. Just text TMOS to 303030. Welcome back to the show, Pony.
Yes, sir.
Did you quit?
No, but I have been cutting back. It definitely made an impact on me this week.
And can you talk? You're a math guy. What are your percentages of cutting back?
I don't know the percentage, but I'm...
Okay, let's...
You work closer to him than I do. I'm going to kick this over to you. I'm going to let you handle this, and because I don't know how to read him when I'm there. I'm not sure, but...
I don't know how to read... No one can read him.
Hands off. Hands off. Hands off. Hands off.
Actually, do this for... Let's do this. That'll make Mike happy.
No one nervously fingers his keyboard more when he is being when the Inquisition begins.
All right, we spoke on Wednesday, I believe, about cutting back. We had your intervention, and normally you're about what, one pack a day? Is that where you were?
Just about.
Where were you, say, on Saturday? How many did you smoke on Saturday? Do you think?
I'd say probably just a few less than that, but it's
so a pack, Mike.
So what? You had like two left in the pack.
Yeah, I mean that's
10%.
Yeah.
That's 10%. Every cigarette is a 5% deduction. Now, here's something that is going to be in the mailbag tomorrow, but I will put it to you now.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, if Pony quits, I quit. And I immediately thought it was from an intern, thinking that if he would quit the show, that the intern wouldn't come in anymore. But it turns out it was about smoking.
Who would the intern be that would say that, though?
Nobody. That's why I said it was so weird. If Pony quits, I want his job. That would have been more right. But, you know, you are, like it or not, you are a public person. People see you. They follow you. They listen to you on this program. If you could lead by example, if it's not enough to say, Mike, this is going to be good. If it's not enough to save your own life, what if you could save the life of others?
What if that was your legacy?
Yes. Because up till now, public. You really haven't done much.
You know, it's touching. Again, I don't think this is something that's going to be an overnight thing. I don't see myself going cold turkey.
Well, what if you were to say, deduct one cigarette from your, let's say you're up to 18 cigarettes a day now, okay? Which, by the way, is an expensive, dirty, disgusting, unhealthy habit.
Well, hold on. Let me mention that it is, you agree, because it's no longer
and it hasn't been for quite some time, socially acceptable.
No, it's not
smoke.
Cool at all.
Or sexy. It's no, it might, it's, it was, at one point it was sexy. It's not anymore.
It's no longer identifiable as something that is cool. And that's why, you know, most kids start smoking. You want to look cool. I still like smoking even when I smoke because I think it's still kind of cool. Does there any part of you that still thinks it's kind of, hey, I'm standing out here having a smoke, being a tough guy, a cool guy? Is there any? Because I still, if I have enough adult beverages, might sneak out to the front of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern and, you know, smoke a smoke with some of the fine patronage there. I don't, because I still think it's kind of cool to do.
It is.
I really do. And I probably would think that even if it was Super Bowl weekend.
I think it's because.
Hint. I think. No, I got an 8 o'clock flight. I'm not going to be doing that.
I think that comes from the era we come from, too. You know, it will always be cool.
Do you feel that at all on any level?
Because not at all.
So now it's more of a physical and psychological addiction more than anything.
Yeah. I think when I'm doing it, I feel almost like ostracized, kind of alienated, because it's something that's just so weird to people nowadays.
Do you hide it?
Yeah. Okay. That's good, though.
I don't hide it, but like I don't, like I try to avoid people. I don't want to, like, you know,
that would be cigarettes or not. That would be cigarettes or not.
That's Mike, that is called the anime persona.
When you wake up in the morning, do you hack when you wake up early in the morning?
No.
You don't. Okay. He's a physical specimen that's the opposite.
Well, relatively young, too. That'll come. Yeah. That will come. How long
after
between
my golf tournament, I have a popping in my knee. That's all I know now. My knee pops. That's what's happening now. As all the joints go down, it's going to be hip, knee, ankle, toe.
Jaw.
That's it. Jaw. It's going to work its way back up to the top after that brain.
And then
my brain bone.
To bed. What a day.
My brain bone's gonna hurt.
I got to get replaced. How long between carpet, feet on carpet in the morning to your first cigarette?
Probably 10, 15 minutes.
Before you shower?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's right away. It's because if he says 10, 15, it's 5.
All right. So, Pony, I told you twice a week I'm going to be grilling you on this. This is the way it's going to go. And, hey, listeners, anything you can add to this. It's a new wrinkle. Sorry about that. But we care about you, and I'm not apologizing again. Listeners, anything you can do to help, any suggestions you may have, send them our way. Look, this man is valued by all of us, and it came up on the bonus show last week, right, Rob?
I believe it was, yeah.
It came up the first thing about Pony quitting smoking on the bonus show, and nothing would make me happier. Certainly. But no, I'm not going to give you that out. Nope. Not going to wait till
the bonus show because we were talking about that vape.
You're not going to wait till the live show to make the announcement. No way, Jose.
No, he might be.
You
dead
don't
by
get
then.
That many months. That's not the way it works.
Meanwhile,
you know,
can you see him
better.
In the smoking lounge at Dulles right before that flight?
Woof, woof, woof. My last weekend.
Yeah,
looks like
a Vixen video. It's all
have
fog.
You given it any thought as to a strategy that you may employ?
I have.
Okay.
And that's,
well, I welcome your thoughts on that.
There are a lot of options. I don't necessarily know if I like the gum idea. I've not tried the patch. I've not really thought about just going all vape or anything like that. There's a lot of options out there, and I think as I kind of cut back, it's hard to say. I mean, I think
have
about
you done
it,
any research or have you just
out.
Thought about it?
I've done a little bit of research.
Okay.
Let me offer this as far as what my wife said when she quit. She now says, this is a quote, she can't believe that she smoked the way she used to smoke. It's going to be a foreign concept. If you're able to kick it, it's going to be a foreign concept to you. And you have to think it's important to project the worst case scenario on your life.
You got to.
I think that's the way you motivate. I'm not trying to motivate you by going, hey, we're gonna give you a pat on the back on the show, Pony. Hey, way to go. You have to begin to seriously, I would, as opposed to looking at ways to do it, like looking at the patch and looking at Nicorette gum and that type of thing, I would really health effects of smoking. I would go to those kind of websites really to see it in print, see it that way. That's my tip of the day. I'm not going to dwell on it because it gets depressing. But the fact is, Pony, we're going to try to get you to quit smoking. My God, it's a quest. It's my quest for 2018 on this show.
What if we did this? And I've read about this. If you put a rubber band on your wrist and every time you want a cigarette, I punch you in the face.
Thank you very much. What a wonderful idea that is. You know,
such soft
you quit
hands.
Smoking, but you'll have. Oh, he's got very soft hands.
hands that have. When was the last time those hands did real manual labor?
Well, I'm not.
The answer is never. The answer is never.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. I delivered furniture. I pulled corn. That was in another decade, but it happened. I had a shop class in a Midian school. I made a boat.
Yeah. Now I do delicate watch on. I do delicate work on watches.
That's right. I forgot about that. You were a master technician.
And Mrs. O'Mara throws the little baby batteries away that just arrived 2 days ago from Amazon. Gotta order them again.
She looked down and said, "Who ordered fillings?"
Yeah. I thought it was candy, and you were going to eat it, so I threw it away. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Informed, intelligent, irreverent, political persuasions.
Hey guys, Chris Freitz here. You might remember me from my star-making cameo on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, fun fact, I also co-host Political Persuasions with Mike, and this week we're talking Russian robots, tiny pizzas, and Mike's Steve Miller phobia.
You can download Political Persuasions on iTunes, MikeO'MaraShow.com, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you could make one financial move that would save you money all year long, wouldn't you do it?
Of course.
You got to do it right now. Right. The Fed will likely raise rates 3 times this year. 3 times. So if you don't want to lose your shirt, lock in a great rate right now. And since home values have gone up, you can refinance to pay off other debt, making it tax deductible, or refi to eliminate PMI, mortgage insurance. Cornerstone First Financial can do all of these things before it's too late, and they're great people. They're very, very easy to deal with. Maybe you want to buy a house. Even better, you can call Cornerstone First Financial. You can get pre-approved before you meet with a realtor. That is an amazingly powerful tool to bring to a house with you, because if you see something you like and you want to be a tough negotiator and you say, hey, I'm willing to do that right now,
ready to go.
That has a lot of power. We know these guys. They're our friends, and soon they'll be yours. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Do it right with Cornerstone First Financial. I will tell you that we are 1 week to Jimmy's, and we're all very excited about that. Seeing Bullwinkle, it's going to be very, very cool. And I'm bringing the whole gang. As a matter of fact, my daughters are going to be showing up too. So,
no
and
kidding.
They're bringing friends, and I won't mention I'm meeting the boyfriend. I mentioned it. I'm sorry. I won't make a big deal about it, but I'm meeting
Catherine or Elizabeth's boyfriend.
Catherine.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, she is still New York based, right? So she's making the trip down for this?
She's making the trip down after she does her play on Saturday night. She's coming down to be with us on Sunday, and she is a trooper. By the way, the name of the play that she is in this coming weekend at the Manhattan Rep, I have no earthly idea whether they have tickets available or not. Mm-hmm. It's a very small theater. It's called Father, and it is
based
at the Manhattan Rep.
Based loosely on you, right?
Yes, all based on me. All based on me. She is there. And, you know, getting it done. Working at a restaurant.
How does that make you feel? I mean, let's take the restaurant out of it, because kids graduate and they get jobs on their way to their career. But she's really, as someone who set out to be an actress, and that's one of the least attainable goals there is, because there's such a small percentage that make it. She's getting it done as a dad. How does that make you feel?
Well, she's trying, and that to me is part of the thrill. And I think maybe parents that have had kids that have done this, Catherine's got her head on right, and she doesn't think about the prospect of being a star or have stars in her eyes. She is truly somebody that gets it and understands how it works.
She would be happy just being a working actor, wouldn't she?
Yeah, I mean,
Cousin Ann.
Cousin Ann Dowd, that's a working actor. The fact is that it's a thrill to see her move into each different level. When she made the jump between high school into college theater, that was significant. Now she's made the jump from college theater, where she's doing a professional paid gig. It's a small gig. It's a one-off, but the fact is she's doing it. And when you see the theatrical poster with the cast, you look and there is a look to these kids that's just different.
Mm-hmm. There's a difference that they have. It, maybe it's a fire in their belly. I don't know.
A hunger.
But it's very, very exciting for me to, you know, to think of her doing this and pursuing this. And I like the fact that she's realistic about it and that she's doing it with her eyes open. And I think if she's able to do it, she's able to do it. If she's not, she's not. That's the way she looks at it. She's a beautiful young woman, and she's really talented. And I wish her the best. And I'm so excited to see my kids. So I'm going to have all my kids under the roof of Jimmy's.
I can't wait.
You know, Super Bowl Sunday. I'm very, very excited about that.
A lot of parallels between her and Julia. Julia, as you know, started at the technical school this year. So she's been at it exactly half a school year now. And she's in communications design. And there was a contest on, I believe, Thursday, where they had to come in, they were given a topic mm-hmm. and some information, and they had to design a poster in a set number of hours. I think it was 4 hours. They had the day to do it. Mm-hmm. And she competed against the entire communications design school for Loudoun County, and she came in first.
She's graphic design, right? That's what she, yeah, that's what her area that
and
she's
graphic
kind of
design, and
she's moving into that area. She's done that a couple of times.
She's
right?
done all the posters for her high school plays this year, and all of them are fantastic. But this was an anti-bullying campaign, and she called me or texted me that day. She said, "I just submitted my work. I'm worried because it doesn't look like anybody else's." I said, "I don't know if that's something to worry about. I think that's probably something pretty good,
pretty unique."
Yeah, and it was really clean and really simple. So in April, she goes down to compete statewide at Virginia Beach to actually get an award as the
kind
designer.
Of a graphic design
it's the same contest all over again. Yeah, they go in that day, they're assigned a topic, and they have to come up with a poster within like 4 hours. And
that's pretty cool. Does she think that that's going to be where she is going to move to professionally
or
something?
I do think so, because even, you know, she started out wanting to be more involved in theater, but even with theater, she's gotten off stage and gone backstage and lighting and sound design, which is not unlike that. It's thinking, you know, outside of the box and trying
to
convey.
Well, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. When did you go down to Sarasota to compete in the Ringling Brothers clown competition?
I actually, as you know, the internship with the Don and Mike show was my second internship. My first internship was my, that's right. I was my sophomore year of college. And I went down and I interned under the circus priest.
Well, you know, congratulations. We're all proud of our kids.
Yes.
And I am going to have my kids. We're going to be at Jimmy's.
I can't wait to see them. They're always
to
fun
the
to
best
hang with.
Of my knowledge, and I'm not going to do it today. We're not going to do it when we're a man down. We're not calling Jimmy Cerrito.
No, we wouldn't stand a chance.
There's only so much a human being can take, ladies and gentlemen. But it is my understanding, based on information coming out of Cerrito headquarters,
Big
that
Cerrito.
I believe that this will be on Sunday, the opening of the win. We'll call Jimmy tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
For the, because I want enough time. I want to be able to like him again by the time I get there. If I call him on Friday,
it's Wednesday
just not
is sort of the
way.
Gray area. The bad thing is, have you opened Facebook and you say, like, you would see Mike O'Mara or I would see Rob Spiewak tagged in a photo? And I'm like, oh, someone took a picture of me. And I click it and it's Jimmy just posting the flyer again.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I'm okay. He's promoting.
He's promoting.
The fact is,
very busy.
It sounds to me like at 4 o'clock when you get to Jimmy's, and by the way, we're having a Super Bowl party, get there at 4.
Yes,
because it will be the official opening of the Buffalo, the long awaited, decades long awaited Buffalo Wing and Beer Garden.
Yes.
Oh, by the way,
great time of year for a beer garden.
You're up there. I haven't looked. What are we talking about? Are we going? Is there a potential for one of our, you know, early February horrible snow situations?
There's possible snow tomorrow, Sunday and Monday right now. As you know, days out, you really can't make
it. 7 days out, it doesn't work.
Both
but
Sunday
I don't care.
And
I want to know.
Both Sunday and Monday, they just show a snowflake.
Really?
That's what they say on the iTunes weather or the iPhone
a
weather.
Snowflake?
Just
or
a snowflake.
What does that mean? Tell me what that means.
That means that there's a chance of snow.
Oh, God, no, no, no. I was hoping, but anyway, we're going to be up
this
there.
This could change, but at least, Mike, it's snow on Sunday for the party and snow for your flight the next day.
Yeah, very exciting. Look forward to it. All right, well, we're going to be at Jimmy's. The ribbon cutting, I will be honored to be cutting the ribbon, I am told, with the mayor of Herndon.
Lisa Merkel.
Lisa Merkel, thank you, for the Buffalo Wing. Mm-hmm. And
she's bringing two sets of big scissors.
That's exciting.
Yes.
So, I'm honored. I'm honored to do this for my friend Jimmy and open it up and then go hide in the wing for the rest of the afternoon.
and periodically come out to that lower level where Stephen McIntyre has a table of 40,000. It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know what's great is Stephen McIntyre is going to order one beer and 8 buffalo wings and magically feed everybody.
It's like Jesus. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Shake it all the time.
Just because it's winter, that doesn't mean you have to forget about the beach. 97.1 The Wave is your beach station. And as the sun goes down, turn your radio up. The Mike O'Mara Show is on every weeknight at 7 p.m. 97.1 FM in Ocean City and 97.1thewave.com worldwide. The best music and your favorite radio show. That's enough to keep you warm until Memorial Day. That and plenty of drinking. 7 p.m. 5 nights a week. TMOS on The Wave. Hot fun in the wintertime.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. If you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day, Rob Spiewak?
This is great because it's in my house and it's in your house. I got about 3 messages on Facebook over the weekend saying, can you recommend a record player, a turntable for me?
And by the way, Rob got me one that was phenomenal and I love it. And it's in my living room as we speak.
That's the exact one I'm going to recommend because it's the one that's in my basement.
I love this thing.
The Audio-Technica ATLP-120 direct drive turntable. The thing about it that it's so great, it plays all 3 speeds. It has a great cartridge built in. It's rock solid. You can adjust the pitch. It has a line output, so you don't need a phonograph input on your amp. You can play a regular line level, and best of all, USB out for Mac or any sort of PC for digitizing your recordings. It's a dynamite record player, and you can get it on Amazon.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find that turntable and more at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Do it today.
News.
Boo. Last night's Grammys weren't afraid to get political. The show started with a powerful medley from Kendrick Lamar that ended with several backup dancers in red hoodies getting shot dead. It also included a brief cameo by Bono and The Edge from U2 and 2 spoken word interludes by Dave Chappelle. In one of them, he said, quote, I just wanted to remind the audience that the only thing more frightening than watching a black man being honest in America is being an honest black man in America. Very powerful stuff. Later in the show, a speech about Time's Up by Janelle. Is it Monet? Is that her name?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Led into Kesha singing Praying, backed by... Did I pronounce Kesha right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I should just go... Later, a speech about the Time's Up movement by Janelle Monae led into a blah blah singing blah 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 blah.
Her name, Mike, is K dollar sign Ha.
Very good. Kesha was backed up by a choir that included Cindy Lauper, Baby Blablablablabla, and Skalamala Malinalamala. I did the whole thing. Who's this?
This is the song that Kesha sang last night.
Let's listen to a little bit of from the Grammys last night.
I was done. Well, you were wrong. Now the best is yet to come.
So many great Grammy moments, Mike. Grammy moments.
Difficult chords.
It was the 60th anniversary, and there was many great moments.
Very good. When the Wonder Years wrapped its 6th season in 1993, nobody knew for sure if it would be back for a 7th. So the season finale was crafted to also work as a series finale.
Okay.
And just in case, that's what it ended up being. And now one of the stars of the show claims it ended because of a sexual harassment lawsuit against Fred Savage and Jason Hervey. They were around 16 and 20 years old at the time. A woman who worked in wardrobe filed a lawsuit in 93 saying the guys verbally and physically harassed her and other women daily. ABC ended up paying her to go away. Allie Mills played Fred and Jason's mom on the show, and she said, I watched this interview.
Yeah.
She says that that was the reason the show didn't go on, even though the lawsuit was completely bogus and ridiculous. She doesn't think they should have settled. She says Fred was, quote, the least offensive, most wonderful, sweet human being that ever walked the face of the earth and still is. Unfortunately, there's nothing about Jason.
I was
going
to say, she's very silent about the other guy. And you know what they said to him when they found out he was in trouble?
We had experience with Jason Hervey. We knew Jason Hervey back in the 80s or 90s.
When the director went up to punish him, he said, Hervey!
Hervey! I want to be. Anyway, that's it. Omarosa has finally returned from whence she came.
Oh.
Yesterday, she traded in her former job title, Assistant to the President of the United States, for this one. Cast member on Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, is that
there you go.
Do they call that a lateral move? How is that?
Obviously, she's making the transition in record time. Omarosa's White House resignation was effective as of Saturday, January 20th, and her casting was revealed yesterday, meaning it took her only 8 days. Even President Trump will have trouble beating that one. If you're actually interested in Celebrity Big Brother, the cast will also include former Real Housewife of Beverly Hills star Brandi Glanville, American Pie actress Shannon Elizabeth, Sugar Ray singer Mark McGrath. Yeah, hey. That should be big fun with that. Big Brother.
Is celebrity in quotation marks?
I don't know. It's just pathetic is what it is.
Not my cup of tea.
It's pathetic. It's been almost 5 years since the Cronut was invented in New York City. People lined up for hours to see what it tasted like.
Yes, because people like to eat food.
Yes, and when you combine a croissant and a donut, ooh, baby. Mm. After that, people started combining croissants and everything. So it's kind of amazing that no one thought of this little mashup until now. A bakery in San Francisco just started selling the taco. That is half taco shell, half croissant. They come with chicken, pulled pork, or barbecued jackfruit. Jackfruit,
hey,
which
man.
Is nasty.
Hey, man, that's I'm a vegan fruit.
Thing. Jackfruit, jackfruit, man. Jackfruit makes me gag.
What is it? I've not even heard of it.
I don't know, but it's supposed to taste like meat, and it doesn't.
So they're targeting you, the modern
but
vegan.
Barbecued jackfruit is a big thing in like vegan sections of grocery stores. The jackfruit is supposed to be, it's like the consistency is, and the whole idea of it, jackfruit, sounds like something that just makes you want
to
gag.
Well, it sounds to me like a guy who has a YouTube channel that explores things. My name is Barbecue Jackfruit.
Jackfruit. Hey, little buddy, it's Barbecue Jackfruit. How are you? Hi, here I am with my gray beard. Pick me off a tree. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, tastes like meat.
There you go, Diamond. Yeah, Diamond. Fantastic, Diamond.
Apparently, the firmness of your handshake is a secret window into all of your firmness. According to a new study out of South Korea, of course it's South Korea.
Yes.
The strength of a man's handshake is directly connected to how well his you-know-what functions under pressure.
Oh.
The researchers found that for every 11 pounds of grip strength,
yes.
Who is doing this? This has got to be fake.
Hey, Pony, put her there.
The researchers found that for every 11 pounds of grip strength, a guy was 18% less likely to have erectile dysfunction issues.
Oscar.
Now, hold on a second. Yeah.
Yes.
Hold on, which brings us to today's Oscar. Oscar's not with us today, right. So he hurt his back.
Hey, Oscar, sorry you hurt your back. Look on the bright side. At least you didn't get your skirt dirty.
There it is. Thank you. Thank you very much. Pony. Much appreciated. They say it's because your handshake is tied to your muscle strength and testosterone, and both of those are also connected to the performance of down there. That's it. I don't buy
wow.
it. I don't. It, too many percentages, like 18%.
The hardest handshake I ever got was from Kreskin, the amazing Kreskin.
Yes, yes, and strangely enough, I had sex with Kreskin. Kreskin, not Kreskin, ladies and gentlemen. And now I bring you a little something. 43-year-old Willie Drake! Willie Drake was at a Waffle House in Macon, Georgia last Tuesday night, and he asked for some barbecue sauce. Apparently, they don't stock it. Probably because nothing on their menu goes well with barbecue sauce. When his waitress told him that they didn't have any, he flipped out. He started dropping F-bombs, and he accused her of lying to him. Then he yelled that he was willing to go to effing jail over some barbecue sauce.
Wow.
And eventually, that's exactly what happened, because one of the employees called the cops, who showed up and arrested him for disorderly conduct. Here's the way it works on News You May Not Need. With my kicker stories, sometimes if I can't give you a quality joke, I give you quantity. That's the new MO.
I do like that. I like that.
All right. So let me start again, the last paragraph.
All right.
One of the employees called the cops, who showed up and arrested him for disorderly conduct. I'm not sure why he got in her grill. Ah. Let me give that one a buzzer.
No, it's good. There you go. Believe in your material.
He must have been on the sauce. That's another one. I'm terribly sorry. They're all bad, but there are many of them.
I like
all right?
that.
That's it. Was this his first brush with the law? Thank you. I like that one too. That was the first one that I enjoyed. Hold on, let me see. All right, all I know is he was real fired up. No, I'm sorry. Boy, that's one out of four. That's really not good. He had a real chip on his shoulder. A barbecue trip.
You got Thank excited.
You. Thank you very much. Anyway, his rant was a masterpiece. Thank you. All right, I give myself a ding for that one. Going to jail. Don't turn that right for the music.
I thought you ended on that
not
one.
Not done yet. I'll cue you when I'm done.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I told you quantity today.
Yes.
Going to jail is the pits. Barbecue. All right. I'm sorry. I got to hand it to this guy. He's original.
Or mesquite. That's a winner.
Thank you very much.
I like that.
Anyway, and then the last one. I don't know what rubbed him the wrong way. Thank you very much. Like barbecue rub. That was not good. That's it. We'll take a
you
break.
You remind me
and gentlemen.
Of the two people that went to the restaurant. They said, "This is the worst food I've ever had." And the other one says, "Yes, in such small portions."
America. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week at the Mike O'Mara Show. The start of the new year means it's award season. After discussing the Oscar nominations earlier in the week, I thought I'd create my own TMOS award show too. The following are the nominations for Best Lead Actor in a Documentary Series. Oscar Santana, Big O, Tiny House, based on the novel Push by Sapphire. Mike O'Mara in $2 Margaritas, an Iguana Mia story.
Going tonight.
Matt Ponyboy Bloom as himself in 3 cigarette billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri. And Rob Ford for his role in True Life, I'm a Creep. Visit the TMOS website for a full list of this year's nominees. While you're there, be sure to catch up on all the fun and games on air at the Mike O'Mara Show.
Were you omitted from that?
What do you mean? Yeah,
were
I was.
You omitted?
And I told her that.
She left you out.
I said, I feel really bad that I was not included. And she said, I couldn't come up with anything for you.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to discuss that.
But you know what's great is that
I think it's a slight.
She always, always calls Rob Ford a creep.
Yeah, that's true.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the worst time of year. The holidays are over. The football season is winding down. The weather is dreary. And once again, you got snubbed at the Grammy Awards. What will you do to cheer yourself up? Well, Slimeball, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from Mr. Sourpuss to Guy Smiley. Just go to MikeOmerasShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Let us cheer you up for just pennies a day. Give it as a gift.
Yes.
This is truly a win-win. Please quit sucking, and we thank you. Without further ado, time to open up the audio vault for January 29, 2018. Almost the end of the month. Is tomorrow Feb 1 or is the next day? What's it, the 30th
31,
tomorrow?
31 days half
31
January.
Days in January. I should know that after all these years, but I don't. Go ahead, Rob.
We talked about how we dislike James Corden. There was one joke last night in the Grammys that seems to be trending this morning. But again, like we said, yes. It's a gimmick. It's a yes. gimmick. It's not really mm-hmm. that funny.
Right.
It's a gimmick. One of his bits was having celebrities read Fire and Fury, the new book about the Trump White House.
Right.
They were auditioning. Apparently, the joke was these are the auditions for the audiobook.
Okay.
And the last person to read was Hillary Clinton.
Fire and Fury spoken word auditions, take one.
He had a longtime fear of being poisoned. One reason why he liked to eat at McDonald's. Nobody knew he was coming.
Isn't that reaction?
Food was safely pre-made.
That's it. We've got it. That's the one.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
The Grammys in the bag?
In the bag.
The Grammys in the bag. And you know what? I don't know how they were able to fit so much comedy into a 3.5 hour broadcast.
Yeah. He's so lucky, isn't he?
That God, he is lucky.
That there's some producer behind the scenes that does all the work to get the Hillary Clinton to come on. And yeah, that's a. And the other thing about James Corden, one last thing about James Corden, since we've been slamming him during the entire show, when he does carpool karaoke and he's singing, he looks like he's taking a dump. You know, he puts that little fat face of his up in the air. And he's like, hello, it's me.
I think he spends a lot of his life looking like that.
Probably. Thank you. Thank
and
you
sometimes
much.
For good reason. This was posted on Facebook. YouTube, and was trending. It's an old white grandmother with headphones on, and she's rapping the Jay-Z song 99 Problems. This would be better. Now, granted, this would be better if the family would shut up, but it's still an old lady rapping.
He was doing 55 and a 54. I ain't stepping on.
sorry family, no, you ruin. You can't laugh and chuckle and then make it a viral video. It doesn't count.
Okay,
you know, your grandmother's funny, but when you're cackling into your phone, like, you know, like Rob, what if you were rapping and I was making a viral video? This is what it would sound like. Just do my name's Rob Spiegel.
Okay, wait. Stop, look and listen, my name's Rob Spiegel.
No, it sucked. Thank you very much.
All right. Here's another one you might not care for. Okay. The Senior Bowl played this weekend, which is sort of like the Super Bowl for college athletes. And Alex Flanagan was on the sideline for the NFL Network, and she was interviewing.
Was it the Pro Bowl?
No. The Senior Bowl. This is for college athletes.
All right. The NFL Network covered it?
Yeah. Why are you laughing, Matt?
It sounds like something for old people.
The Senior Bowl.
Yeah, picturing like 90-year-old guys playing
that football. Grandmother was there.
It was college seniors?
College seniors. Right. And Alex Flanagan was interviewing a guy named Shaquem Griffin. But I don't know how they try to time this or if anyone watches this. He missed his play. He was in the punt package that was supposed to be on the play while he's being interviewed, and he realizes it during the interview and runs away.
I mean, really for me, it just being able to use the techniques that the coaches give me and being able to actually execute. So I think for the most part, it doesn't matter what side I'm on. And
oh, no!
Oh my gosh, I'm blowing it. He's on punt team.
Alex.
Alex.
Hey, Alex, if he doesn't get an
invite,
hey, Alex, he's not going to get a combine invite because he wasn't on special teams.
And that really could affect him because you have a limited amount of exposure, and he actually did not make that play. Someone else had to run in from the sideline to avoid a penalty because he was doing an interview.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever seen that happen before?
I have not seen that happen, and I'm not aware whether the NFL... Do they do interviews with players during the game? I don't believe they do it with coaches.
They do pre and post, but not
it's
during.
Too funny.
But anyway,
his moment of stardom.
I'd never seen it before.
He gets it. That's great.
You know how on TVs and movies, TV shows, movies, they put a silencer on a gun and it makes a huge difference?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it goes from like to beep. Well, I saw this. This is a Beretta right here that... No, that's not the Beretta.
Don't do the time. Don't do it. But keep your eye on the sparrow.
No, don't do it. This is a 9mm Beretta.
I don't get a chance to bust out my Sammy very often, you know.
How you feeling, Sam?
I'm Altavis. Altavis, can I have just one more glass of water, please? Yes. Mr. Bojangles.
This is actual audio of a 9mm Beretta, first without a silencer and then with a silencer. And keep in mind, with a silencer, a Beretta is still louder than a police siren. So a silencer is not the be-all, end-all. Check this out.
5 rounds, unsuppressed.
Unsuppressed.
Five rounds suppressed.
This is with a silencer.
It's it is still loud enough with a silencer that they recommend wearing hearing protection when you shoot it. So a silencer is not the what they portray it to be on TV.
Yeah, and it's nothing you don't hear Saturday night at Chad Duke's house.
Tiger Woods finished 23rd at the Farmers Insurance Open. And he can probably send a thank you note and a basket of muffins to the guy who screamed this to make him miss a birdie putt.
Blade of grass outside the right edge. He can keep the pace on this that's going up the hill. No!
In the middle of the stroke. You know what?
And that was before he even touched the ball. Before he even touched
penalty
the ball.
Penalty of send that to me, will you please? I'd love to see that.
Sure, it's on Deadspin. I'll send it to you.
It's on Deadspin. I'll look at it. God, people.
I know, right?
I mean, that sounds like, can I hear that again? Sounds absolutely like alcohol motivated.
No, people don't drink at golf courses, do they?
Blade of grass outside the right edge. He can keep the pace on this that's going up the hill.
No!
Was it Dennis Murphy? Was it Dennis? That was Dennis Murphy. Play it one more time.
Okay, that was
Dennis Murphy.
Blade listen, of grass bro. Outside the right edge.
Listen to it.
He can keep the pace on this that's going up the hill.
Get him on the phone. And today we close with my favorite moment from the red carpet of
Hello, Tiger.
My favorite moment from the red carpet event leading up to the Grammy Awards. This is rapper Cardi B.
Look who I have. Cardi B joining me. Oh my God, I've been dying to talk to you. How are you?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling nervous, overwhelmed, everything.
You feel it all right now.
I feel it all. Ooh, butterfly in my stomach and vagina.
Okay. And remember, Mike, butterflies start out as caterpillars.
Yeah.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a good Monday, everybody.
In my stomach and vagina. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us. Hello, Tiger Woods.
Oh, glad I got it in the hole, Tiger.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. I knew there was something about that guy I like. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Send one to him tonight after midnight.
After midnight,
our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Dennis!
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Blade of grass outside the right edge. He can keep the pace on this that's going up the hill.
No!
In the middle of